This podcast was made available to you by Wishik Enterprises, helping artists create a presence on the web at www.wishek.com.
Talk to me.
Welcome to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Jack, the voice of photographers. This segment of the show is brought to you by Photosimile, your PC-controlled photography studio. Go to photo, P-H-O-T-O, simile, S-I-M-I-L-E dot com. And be sure to go over to clubwsradio.com also while you're at it, because we have some great prizes we're going to be giving away. I'll talk more about it in the latter part of the show. But first I want to talk about our guest today and the exciting journey we're going to take on a catamaran. In 1999, Lois Joy Hoffman and her husband Gunter retired from San Diego Biotech Company that went public in 1995. Well, they had a catamaran built for them in the south of France, and from there began sailing around the world. 5 years later, they're most of the way around. Their yacht, Pacific Bliss, is now awaiting them in Langkawi, Malaysia. They leave here. They leave. They've been to various different ports. I'm not a very good reader here, so let me just bring her on the show and ask her the questions. Lois, welcome to the show, and tell me about your trip around the world in the catamaran. First of all, what's the name of the catamaran?
The catamaran is called Pacific Bliss, and we had her built, as you mentioned, in the south of France. We began sailing her from near Perpignan in the south of France in the year 2000 in November, crossing the Med, sort of late in the season. We had our little adventures there, and then across the Atlantic, and then to the Caribbean, and then all the way up here to San Diego. And that was our voyage one. Now we're on voyage five. So we've come all the way beyond that, and now we're in Southeast Asia. And we will rejoin her in Langkawi, Malaysia, in April of this year.
Well, who's watching the ship while you're here on the radio?
We have it under the care of the marina, and hopefully they're doing a very good job. It's in Talaga Harbor in the island of Langkawi, and they're very good marina officials. I think they'll do fine with her. We leave her at a different port that we trust every year and fly back, and we spend about 4 months every year in San Diego visiting our children and our grandchildren and
Wonderful.
Catching up with our life and our affairs.
Well, I hope for those people listening in Talaga Harbor, is that how you pronounce
Talaga
Harbor. We'll go out and wave to the boat there, make sure it's in good shape. But anyway, and so you're a photographer, and we met a while back, didn't we?
We met. I took your class, Jack.
Oh, that's
and
right.
And then
yeah.
You gave me a lot of tips. And since then, I've had some feature articles published.
Wonderful.
And I've had a wonderful time with my photography. And I also sit on the cockpit of Pacific Bliss, and I handwrite in journals. And then I eventually make those into stories that I put on my website. And I'm having a great time as the sort of the scrivener.
Yeah, yeah, and scribbler, photographer extraordinaire, and world traveler. And your website is?
PacificBliss.com.
PacificBliss.com. Now, one of the things I remember we talked about when we were in the class and we went through the photography course was combining writing and photography. And you have done that very well, obviously. Today we're looking at some of your photos on Photomall, FOTOMALL.com. We put them on the front page. And in photo one, we have a hammock. Where are we taking this photograph?
That's in the Cook Islands, an island called Aitutaki. And when people ask me, where's your favorite place, although it's a difficult question to answer, if it's a scenic place, I think that is probably the most scenic island we visited so far in our 5 years of voyaging.
Well, it certainly looks peaceful, and I love the way that you use the shadows of the trees underneath the hammock, which really makes it a unique photograph, which is one of our goals, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
We're always striving for uniqueness in photography. And then if we click on the front page at Photomall, F-O-T-O-M-A-L-L, And we go into the gallery. We've placed you in the Hall of Fame gallery. And let's look at photograph number one. Are we looking at a sunset or a sunrise? And what are those shadows we see?
All of those are people, and the photo was taken in Darwin at Mindle Beach. They have a night market there every week, and during the night market, everyone leaves the booths and the jazz performances and everything, and they head toward the beach to watch the sunrise. This is a great sport in the land of Oz, in the land down under.
Ooh, yeah.
And I never saw so many people all standing there just looking at the sunset, except for the one little lady in front that's looking toward me. All the rest are
everybody's looking at the sunset. And then it looks like you get pretty close company on board the catamaran. The next picture, number two, we have a picture of what looks to be like a couple of dolphins.
A lot of dolphins, but these two are actually pilot whales.
Oh.
And we saw them. They followed our ship for about an hour in the Gulf of Carpentaria, where we were crossing over from a little mining town called Gove on our way to crossing into Gove and then eventually into Darwin.
What's so amazing about the photograph is the color of the water. It's like tropical turquoise.
Yeah, it is.
It's just beautiful. Then we have, in picture three, we have, it looks like the side of the Pacific Bliss and a sail. And I like the way you framed that shot. The colors are really beautiful.
What I'm capturing there is the many colors of our spinnaker. We just love to see it fly. It's a little bit difficult when my husband Gunter and I are on board alone because of the hassle of getting it up and flying it. But when we have crew, then and the weather is right and the wind is right, we love to fly the spinnaker.
And then picture four, it looks like we have a young mother and some of the people of the country there. And let me ask you, did you get good reception? I mean, do you always get good reception? People treat you well there?
Yes, I've gotten good reception wherever I've gone. This last year, we've been in Muslim countries, and no problem.
Really?
At all. No, it's the people have been great. I think people are the same the world over. They're looking for some nice food to eat. They're interested in their family. They're interested in their children. They're interested in their home. And you can always talk about these things no matter where you are. I try to make friends with people. In this case, I did a family portrait of the family. It was a fisherman's family in San Blas Islands of Panama. And then after I did the formal portrait, which I printed out on the boat, gave them a copy the next morning, I asked for a photo of just the mother and the child and the puppy, and she consented. And by then, they were very relaxed, and I got to know them, and that's when you can get a good photo.
And that brings up a question about your equipment. Now, you said you took the image, and you actually printed it on board your ship or your mm-hmm. boat. Now, what kind of equipment do you use to do that? Start with your camera.
The camera, I have been using a series of Nikon Coolpix cameras when I'm on location. This last year I bought in Singapore a Canon SLR single reflex lens Digital Rebel.
Oh, wonderful. That is a great camera. And then what did you use for printing on board the ship?
I have a Hewlett Packard printer on board, and I download to my computer, and then I have photo paper on board, and then I'll print it out. And that's a common way. If you're visiting an island and you're in their anchorage, you're really a guest in their town, so to speak. If you're anchoring off a little town someplace in their anchorage, along probably with their fishing fleet. And so as you talk with people and take photos, they can see that image on the back of the digital camera, and then sometimes they'll ask for one. And in that case, you know, I say, fine, give me 24 hours. I'll go back and print you out tomorrow. I'll give you your picture.
How wonderful. Now, you're on board a boat. I keep calling it a ship, but you're on a sailboat, actually, a catamaran.
It's 43 feet long and 24 feet wide. So it's fairly big. It's nice for two people. And if we're on a long passage, then we have crew join us.
Well, then how do you keep your equipment dry? I mean, you're on board a ship, you got a camera, you're out there. How do you keep it dry?
It's probably one of the biggest hassles, and I've been through a number of digital cameras because of that. But I do keep it in a waterproof box when I'm not using it, and I have desiccant in the box and try to keep it sealed shut and protect the equipment. One of the biggest fears, though, is going – and using our dinghy when we're getting to land. And if it doesn't splash salt water in the dinghy when we're going along, and usually I will have the camera hidden underneath a tarp or a raincoat. The fear is that you capsize as you go through the surf to get to the shore.
Oh, yeah.
So far that hasn't happened. I haven't ruined any equipment doing that, but that's always a fear.
Thank the Lord. You know, I was thinking about you taking these pictures out there, and then I remember, and we just looked at the picture of the mother with her child. Mm-hmm. What about cooperation of the natives? Do you have any trouble there getting them to cooperate? It didn't sound like it. You're giving them a copy of the picture, so they were probably thrilled to pose for pictures from time to time. But
it's never been a problem. People often ask me, well, do you pay for photographs? And sometimes in guidebooks, they'll even say, well, in this country, it's proper to pay for a photograph. Mm-hmm. No one have ever asked me for money. And I've never given money. Yes, I've given pictures in return the next day in some cases. But my feeling is that photography is a tool that does bridge language and culture. It's a real common medium, and it helps us recognize familiar feelings, even in a stranger where you can't speak their language. So what I do is become friends first. I develop a relationship. I become friends. Only then would I ask a sort of a sideline. By the way, would you mind posing for a photo, or would you mind having your child pose for a future a photo? You have such a beautiful little baby. And usually the mother will smile and say, by all means. It's
wonderful.
No problem.
We're going to come back and talk more with Lois Joy Hoffman right here on the Shutterbug Magazine Radio Show.
Internet radio, the fastest growing media of all time. You logged on for education or entertainment. Did you ever consider internet radio for your own company? Introducing Corporate Internet Radio. Broadcast to the entire globe, or make use of our newest offering, private broadcasts with PIN access and tracking. Use Corporate Internet Radio for internal communications, training, sales channels, or partners. Replace boring conference calls or expensive web conferencing with WS Radio's private broadcasts. Companies like IBM and the United Postal Service have had amazing results with our system. Best of all, we turnkey everything, from production to streaming, archiving, PIN access, and tracking. Imagine the possibilities. To experience for yourself, log on to corporateinternetradio.com, click on the free membership button, and type in CIR. That's corporateinternetradio.com, access code CIR. Leave your competition in the dust.
If you've ever thought about starting your own home-based internet business, this may be the most important message you'll ever hear. The internet is a fantasy land of get-rich schemes, scam artists, and other crooks that can't wait to rip you off and leave you with nothing to show for it. Don't let them cheat you. Find out how to start your own internet business the right way without falling into the traps that are out there waiting for you everywhere. Go to worldwidebrands.com and download the free ebook, Starting Your Internet Business Right, by Chris Malta. Chris is the product sourcing editor for eBay Radio, the host of the Entrepreneur Magazine eBiz Radio Show, and an eBay certified solution provider. Over 500,000 people have downloaded Chris's free ebook to find out the truth about internet marketing. And the good news is you can run a successful internet business from your home. Find out how with this free ebook. Go to worldwidebrands.com now.
Your photos should be on a postcard. Go to getcashforphotos.com and get a free 7-part course on how to select photos that sell. You can make money from photos you've already taken if you know how to select them. And that's exactly what you'll learn in How to Select Photos That Sell. You'll get surefire tips that have kept professional photographers in business year after year. Tips like what to look for in photos that double their selling price, how to beat the competition, and when you should take multiple shots of your subject. Not only will you be able to select profitable photos, you'll automatically start taking photos that sell, no matter where you are, even if you're on vacation. Imagine how you'll feel and how impressed your friends will be when they see your photo on the cover of a national magazine or on a postcard. To get your free 7-part course, go to getcashforphotos.com. That's getcashforphotos.com.
Are you overwhelmed with all the choices for buying a digital camera? Do your eyes glaze over when reading about resolution and removable media?
Well, BetterPhoto.com can help with our unique digital camera calculator. You can find your ideal digital camera in 5 minutes or less. You don't have to know squat about megapixels, histograms, or any other techno-geek features. Just click on a series of pictures so we know the kinds of photos you want to take. And in just a few seconds, you'll get an unbiased list of different digital cameras that'll be perfect for you and your budget. And we'll tell you exactly why we picked those specific cameras from the over 800 cameras in our database. You'll be absolutely sure you're getting exactly the camera you want. And best of all, it's free. Wouldn't you rather be taking pictures instead of researching cameras? Let our digital camera calculator take the frustration out of buying a digital camera. Visit BetterPhoto.com now.
If you want to stop eBay shoppers dead in their tracks with attention-getting photos, check out the Deflector from SharpPix.com. The Deflector is a portable studio for product photography that resembles a large briefcase. It unfolds into a tabletop background stand with an integrated reflective background that gives you web-quality pictures with your own digital camera. You get an even white background without hassle and without hours of editing. Your items will look like they're floating in air, just like the glossy photos you see in Premier mail-order catalogs. The Deflector is your own personal photo studio designed to work with a flash as the main light source. Eye-catching pictures can skyrocket your sales on eBay. And now, with the Deflector, your products will stand out from the rest. And at a fraction of the cost and none of the headaches of hiring a professional photographer. Here's your secret weapon to outsell the competition. Finally, web-quality photography for the rest of us. Go to SharpPix.com. That's SharpPix.com.
Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
Talk to me.
Welcome back to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jack, the voice of photographers. This segment of the show is brought to you by ChromeDigital.com. They still do quality E6 photo processing at Chrome, C-H-R-O-M-E, Digital, D-I-G-I-T-A-L.com. So go there today if you're shooting with film and a lot of other things. They process just about everything you can imagine. They're great people over there. Sam and Dennis can help you out with any photographic question that you have, especially if you're a studio photographer. Anyway, we're speaking with Lois Joy Hoffman, who has traveled around the world and is in the process of doing so with her husband, Gunter. They're retired. They're from San Diego. They travel around on the Pacific Bliss. And if you'd like to see more of her stories and photos, you can go to PacificBliss.com. It's a catamaran. And just before the break, we were asking Lois a few questions. One of the things I wanted to ask before we got too far, is this dangerous what you're doing? I mean, well, there's got to be some scary moments.
Yes, there are. It's not all sipping a piña colada and sailing into the sunset, as the travel magazines might say. Probably the most scary thing that ever happened to us is that we were in a force 10 storm in off the coast of Colombia. The nearest port would be Cartagena, Colombia. The storm lasted only one night, but it was, I think, the longest and scariest night of my life. And then other than that...
And little things like tsunamis happening around the world certainly throw you off course, don't they?
Fortunately, we were back in San Diego when the tsunami happened, and Pacific Bliss was in a port in Australia, so she wasn't damaged as well. But yes, that was very scary and very hard on yachts.
Well, you know, you've traveled about three-quarters of the way around the world. Have you found a favorite spot yet?
That's an interesting question. We didn't, all through the Pacific Islands, we love them, but there wasn't any place where we'd say, oh, I would love to just stop and live here. But when we got to a little town of Hinchinbrook, Australia, we fell in love with it, and we said, you know, we could have one of those condos right here, retire here, have Pacific Bliss right off of there, sail along the Great Barrier Reef, take hikes on the islands around there.
Do underwater photography.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful photography. Wonderful opportunity. But then we had to think, well, our goal is really sailing around the world right now. We want to finish that. And as far as where to live afterwards, I think San Diego is really the best. We have the best climate. We have a really nice condo on Sail Bay, and we get to see our children and grandchildren a lot, and that's really important to us.
Well, speaking of your family, how do you update your family and friends about your trip when you see them? Come on, you got to give us your secrets here.
Okay. When we're underway, I try to use the website as much as possible and submit stories that way. And, of course, there's always email, which is fantastic. The new thing I've discovered the last couple years when I'm at home is instead of showing a slideshow, which can get rather boring, especially for children, I put all of my photos into a program called ProShow Gold, and in that program, you have software where you can set the length, you can set the background of the photos, you bring them down onto a track, you can do captions or voiceovers, and then you burn it onto a DVD. And you can simply let them watch the DVD on TV, and that's what they're used to. They're used to motion, they're used to action, and they seem to like that a lot.
Well, I don't imagine you have a lot of time to print everything out, so do you assemble photo albums? Is it all done there?
No, not anymore. There's just thousands of photos, so there's just too many. I used to use the Creative Memory System, and I noticed you had Rhonda as a guest on your program one time. But too many for Creative Memories. I'm just using the everything digital and everything computer and TV, DVD right now.
Okay. Well, someday you'll have to print some of those out because I think it's important to print out memories, but only the special ones. I imagine editing is a real time-consuming thing for you when you come back from a trip. How many actual photos do you think you take on a trip like this, or how many have you taken so far?
Well, the count on my camera was 13,000.
Whoa!
So, but then, you know, you throw out the bad ones, and then you edit from there and put them in different categories. I have a stock photo category, and I have a category where I go by voyage, one voyage, two voyage, three, four, and five, and then I have one where I go by country. So, okay.
So you can actually separate them out by country, and that's important, especially if you're selling your work, because you got to know where you took it. And in the process of selling some of those images, you create your packages, your storytelling packages. You combine them with your journal, and these are all things you can find out at my website, cashforphotos.com. And thank you for being on the show with us and sharing your story today, Lois.
Thank you very much, Jack. Okay. I've really enjoyed it.
All right. Come back and see us again. This is the Shutterbug Magazine radio show syndicated by Brain Food Media, Global Food for Thought.
Are you still flipping between applications to touch up, categorize, organize, share, and back up your digital images? If so, then it's time to get serious. Created by professionals for professionals, StudioLine Photo does it all, and it's easy enough that you won't need a degree to use it. Simply load your images, add captions, descriptions, and keywords, correct exposure, color tones, and other imperfections. Then print your albums, burn DVDs, publish to the internet, or send photos as email. With StudioLine's batch functions, it doesn't matter if you're working on one photo or hundreds. You'll work faster and better with StudioLine. Don't spend hundreds of dollars to end up with less. If you have a digital camera and a Windows computer, get StudioLine Photo at electronics, office, and photo stores for only $49. Or download a free trial at www.studioline.us.
Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
If you have a business that ships products, you're probably paying way too much for your shipping and packaging supplies, even if you're buying from major retail stores. Check out eSupplyStore.com if you want to dramatically lower your costs. How much lower? Well, many of our customers are paying only half of what they were paying at the major retail stores. Plus, we've got fast delivery. How fast? If you order before noon Eastern Time, your order is shipped the same day. We use common carriers that deliver right to your door, so you never have to run out to buy your shipping and packaging supplies again. And since we're an internet company, everything from ordering, tracking, and customer support can be done online, making it convenient for you. Best of all, your satisfaction is always 100% guaranteed. So to get the low prices, fast delivery, and friendly service, go to eSupplyStore.com. That's the letter E, supplystore.com.
If you're an eBay seller losing sleep over how to pack and ship impossibly difficult items, go to packmail.com. Find out how to solve your most delicate to your most complicated shipping dilemma. At Packmail, we'll ship anything, anywhere. Bring us your precious, your awkward, and your priceless. We'll make sure that each one arrives at its destination in one piece and on time. A sofa to Sacramento? A truck transmission to Tanzania? How about precious paintings to Poland or delicate dishes to Denmark? No problem. And no matter where or what you ship, Packmail has the solution, and it's always easy and convenient. We'll provide you free shipping estimates, and at most locations, we'll even pick up the items to be shipped. You get it all with Packmail, and tight deadlines don't have to be a problem when you work with the Packmail professionals. We make it our business to meet your deadlines. Check us out at packmail.com. That's PAKMAIL.com.
Hi, I'm Robin. My husband and I completed our New Year's resolution in just 10 minutes. We created a living trust, which allows us to designate who will control our assets and can also help save our family the expense and hassle of probate if something happens to us. I logged on to LegalZoom.com and created our living trust in just 10 minutes. Take control and protect your family in 2006. Go to LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com.
Hi, I'm Steve. It's the new year. Don't let another day go by before you form an LLC for your business. This is your New Year's resolution that you can accomplish in just 10 minutes. Creating an LLC combines the personal liability protection of a corporation with the tax benefits and simplicity of a partnership. I heard LegalZoom.com on the show and went to the website. In just 10 minutes, my LLC was complete. It's that easy. For a special discount, type in WS Radio, one word, WSRADIO, in the box at checkout. Go to LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com.
Introducing NoMoreWebmasters.com. That's right. No middleman, no expensive fees to pay. You build your own website, choosing from over 100 templates, even if you have never built a website in your life. At NoMoreWebmasters.com, it's easy. Reserve your own domain name for only $7.85 for 1 year. If you want NoMoreWebmasters.com to host your site, hosting for a basic 5-page website is only $4.95 a month. Advanced e-commerce sites are available as well. NoMoreWebmasters.com can help you do it all yourself with simple point-and-click directions. No programs to learn or download. It's fun and easy. For business or for pleasure, your own website hosted for just $4.95 a month and a domain name for $7.85 a year. The name says it all, NoMoreWebmasters.com. Log on now to choose your own domain name. NoMoreWebmasters.com, your one-stop shopping on the Internet place.
Talk to me.
Welcome back to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jack, the voice of photographers. This segment of the show is brought to you by SharpPix.com, home of the deflector for great product pictures in a snap. Go to SharpPix, that's SharpPix.com. The team here at WS Radio Network is very excited because we are now able to offer you special offers, discounts, and prizes. We have something for everyone. All you need to do is to log on to clubwsradio.com, and while you're there, feel free to sign up for the monthly email newsletter. Of course, your email address is sacred to us and will not be sold or used by any third party. Again, that's clubwsradio.com, www.clubwsradio.com. Join the club. It's free. And next up, we have our contributing editor from the Midwest and the founder of morephotos.com, who just recently attended the PP of A convention, Mike Connors. Welcome to the show, Mike. And what was the convention like this year?
Well, they had a huge record amount of people. The PPA is the Professional Photography of America. That's what it stands for. But they joined with IAPEP, or SEPCON. They kind of go with both names. But SEPCON is the sports photography organization. And last year, they used to do the shows separately, and this year they put them together. So it was a record turnout. They had 72 speakers. It was a
huge event. And where was it held?
It was in Austin, Texas.
Austin, Texas.
Right, so downtown, at the convention center. There's a lot of big hotels right next to it, so it was really convenient. Mm-hmm. The weather was real nice the first couple days, and the last couple days it rained a little bit in the middle, but you know, we were all working in those days, so that worked out really well.
Well, I imagine a lot of those photographers are listening to this show and probably saw some of the same things that you saw, but what caught your attention at the show, Mike?
Well, it's just, to me, I'm a business junkie, so every time I see new products, it just, my wheels start spinning. I mean, they had, you know, lots of stuff from, the album designs are really getting unique in the last 3 years or so. They're really getting unbelievably high-tech, different ways of putting albums together, and I think that's one of the biggest things you see, you know, visually at the show is some of these album manufacturers are just putting out an incredible product, and some of them are fairly small companies, so if you don't go to a show or something, it'd be probably pretty hard to find them.
Okay. Well, so going to the show is important if you're a professional photographer or if you're a semi-pro thinking of becoming pro. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you can, listening to the speakers, looking at the products, how to, you know, to save time from, like, there's software, it's just like for accounting.
Mm-hmm.
There's a company called Granite Bear or Studio One that does accounting software designed for professional photographers. It's kind of like the QuickBooks for photographers. I mean, that kind of stuff, you know, instead of buying QuickBooks, you'd maybe buy them and you know, that saves and keeps track of your appointments. I mean, it's based on photography. And little things like that might not seem much, but in a year or two down, it could save you a lot of time and help you organize yourself. And time is money. So it all bases down in stuff like that.
Yeah, actually, I mean, if you're getting serious about your photography and you're thinking of maybe doing it for a business, that kind of software could put you a step ahead of the competition, that organization. And keeping good records is very important, especially when it comes to tax time.
Oh, absolutely.
We all know that, right, Mike?
Absolutely.
Well, let me ask you, was there anything there that was so exciting that you decided to incorporate it at morephotos.com, your company?
Well, there was a company next to us that does scan bars for school photographers, and the school photographers have these sheets, and then there's a scanning bar behind it, and it puts it up on the web or on their computer and organizes their customers or their kids or whatever. And so, yeah, that was exciting. So what we're trying to try to do is maybe when you scan those barcodes, we'll be able to upload those images to the website, and there'll be an email attached to that barcode in the database, so it automatically email each individual customer with a link to go just to their kid's photos, so that way everything is totally secure and easy and convenient, because if you're shooting 500 kids in one day, it would be a nightmare to do passwords for everybody. So, you know, integration products, because if we bring a good product to the market, if we can integrate with stuff that you're already using, like a software program like Granite Bear or Studio Plus or Photo One and those kind of guys, if we can, you know, it's got to be a workflow, and everybody should try to work together as much as possible to make the photographer's life a little bit easier. So those are the things that excite me is, well, a lot of photographers are using this. Let's see if we can incorporate this. That way their day is smoother and they can be more organized and save them time, obviously.
Well, and that's one of the big things that you do at morephotos.com is you save the photographer's time, right?
Oh, absolutely. Well, it does a lot of things. I mean, it gives them more sales. The exposure in the marketplace is phenomenal when you start putting your images on your website to sell. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they stay on your own website and stuff, so you get all that, you know, aunts, uncles, cousins, and everybody to your site.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's just, you know, that is a huge part of it. But if we can integrate some of these other technologies with you, with the photographer that's already using this stuff, then the whole thing just comes together easier, quicker, and more efficient. But, yeah, that the putting images online just does an amazing amount of stuff just for your company itself. But we're not going to stop there. We want to make sure the whole workflow is put together in a certain package. But, there, you know, I learned a lot about lighting.
Yeah, did you? Tell me.
I was next to a guy, Lumidyne. I guess they've been around for a long time, and I know most photographers know this, though, but I'm not a photographer myself. But he was taking, I guess his lighting system is about $1,200. Anyway, he was taking these a really cheap camera, like a few $100 camera or something, and he was taking these, you know, the brand new ones, you know, $5,000 or $6,000 cameras. And he was taking pictures using the lights. The pictures came out better with the cheap camera than the expensive camera without the lights.
Wow.
And I just, you know, I knew that lighting had a lot of effect on the pictures, but I didn't realize it was that much of an effect on. But you probably know all that kind of stuff.
Well, I'll tell you who does know, and we're going to invite him on the show right now about lighting, is Jim Motke, our photo editor. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Jack. I'm not sure I know anything, though.
Ah, come on now. Now, Mike was just talking to us about this new product that he saw at the PPFA from Lumadyne. Were you able to hear it?
I only heard the tail end of it.
Okay. Repeat. Well, go ahead, Mike.
Well, Lumadyne, he was next to us, and you know, and obviously you overhear some of the stuff he's saying, but he was taking a basic camera, you know, maybe $1,000 camera or something, taking these pictures with using the lighting system, and then he'd take, you know, the most expensive cameras out there and taking pictures without it, and actually the cheaper camera came out better. You know, I always realized that the lighting was important, but I didn't realize how much of an effect that would.
Oh yeah! What a great demonstration, because you would assume that the gear would make a big difference, but man, the light is that's why photographers go around all the time saying, "Oh, the light."
That's why they get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, right?
Yeah, we're a crazy bunch of people to do such things, and there's no doubt about it. But yeah, you know, we've learned that when you get to a scene and if the light just doesn't really impress you, say in an outdoor situation, there's just nothing you can really do. And in a studio environment, same way, you know, you're really, the key is becoming a master of manipulating light. So I love these products that they come out with to make that a little bit more controllable and a little bit easier for people with any camera.
Yeah, just like we have an advertiser on our show that has a product called the Deflector from SharkPix.
Yeah, that's a great product.
And some of these products that they are coming out with almost daily, it seems like, just make the job easier and easier. And Mike was saying what a huge attendance they had at the PPFA convention. And I was mentioning, I believe that's because more and more people are having such great success with these new tools.
Yeah, I think so, too. Hey, Mike, you know, you probably go to these conventions a lot. What would you say is the different flavor of this one? Or, you know, as far as the size and the kind of scope that it does? I know you talked a little bit with Jack in the beginning about how you see a bunch of things like albums and stuff that you wouldn't see before, but are there any other, you know, sort of observations that you make about the show in general?
Well, one of the biggest things I noticed, and I noticed the first day and it just kept on continuing, was there's a lot more younger people now at these shows. Like a whole new generation coming out of the woodwork, trying to learn and to come into the photography industry, which is wonderful because, you know, the new generation's picking it up. It was so different that it was like a, I don't know, I mean, like, even last year, I mean, it was, I would say there's probably 40% more younger people than there ever has been. And I mean younger, like under 30.
Uh-huh. Wow.
You know, anywhere between, you know, 20-some and 30, maybe 35. I just turned 45, so everybody looks younger to me. But you notice that, like, you know, the after parties and stuff. I remember going to parties like 3-4 years ago, and they were boring. I mean, there's no way. I mean, it was just like I felt. Therefore, now that, you know, these parties that they had, there were a lot of younger people having a good time, and they really wanted to know the knowledge. I mean, people really sat and wanted to listen so much more. When we first started shows in, you know, 1999, 2000. People, the photographers were just, you know, they'd see you looking at them, they'd turn the other way and walk fast and trying to get away from you. And, you know, at that time I was doing DJ shows, you know, for mobile disc jockeys and stuff. And And the shows were totally different because you go to a mobile DJ show and these guys would wait in line for you. And the first question out of their mind is, well, I know you spent a lot of money. I know you probably have a cool product. But how will it make me money? That was the first question out of their mouth. So it was totally different than the photography thing. And now I see turning around a little bit where the photographers, you know, maybe it's because of the younger crowd and stuff, they're like going, okay, bottom line, how will this make me more money? Or how will this save me time, which is money also? And that's really the key to go to these shows. I mean, there's a lot of information, a lot of products. But, you know, bottom line is you want to streamline your business, you want to make more money. That's the questions you need to be asking. How will this help me?
Well, hopefully this show will help people. That's great information, Mike. I think that anytime you go to a show and you can share it with the rest of the photographers, just like Jim recently came back from Photo Fusion, which is a terrific photography show on the East Coast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know Jim is also in the process of writing a book, being real busy there, aren't you, Jim?
Oh, yeah.
It's about landscape photography. Is that what it's about?
It's going to be called The Better Photo Guide to Digital Nature Photography. So there will be a section on landscapes, scenics, and then a few other sections on things like flowers and macro photography. And, oh, boy, I'm going to be happy when it's done.
Well, I'm glad you took time away just to speak to us today, Jim, and tell us a little bit about your experiences. And when we go into the next segment after the break here, hopefully you'll have some tips from your new book.
Sure.
Mike, thanks for being on the show today.
Good to talk with you, Mike.
We'll talk to you again next time.
Okay.
All right. You're listening to the Shutterbug Magazine Radio Show. This show is syndicated by Brain Food Media, global food for thought.
If you want to stop eBay shoppers dead in their tracks with attention-getting photos, check out the Deflector from SharpPix.com. The Deflector is a portable studio for product photography that resembles a large briefcase. It unfolds into a tabletop background stand with an integrated reflective background that gives you web-quality pictures with your own digital camera. You get an even white background without hassle and without hours of editing. Your items will look like they're floating in air, just like the glossy photos you see in Premier mail-order catalogs. The Deflector is your own personal photo studio designed to work with a flash as the main light source. Eye-catching pictures can skyrocket your sales on eBay. And now, with the Deflector, your products will stand out from the rest. And at a fraction of the cost and none of the headaches of hiring a professional photographer. Here's your secret weapon to outsell the competition. Finally, web-quality photography for the rest of us. Go to SharpPix.com. That's SharpPix.com.
Hi, my name is Michael, and I'd like to tell you about an excellent website and service I've used. The site is sutlaw.com, and it's the site for the Sutton Law Center. It features great free information on corporations, asset protection, and estate planning. When I finally decided to incorporate my business and protect my real estate, I used the Sutton Law Center. The attorneys and paralegals were great and clearly helped me through every step of the process. Now I'm saving on taxes and my assets are protected. You really should check them out. Visit sutlaw.com. That's S-U-T-L-A-W.com. Or call 800-700-1430 for free information. The Sutton Law Center is affordable, professional, and knowledgeable. Garrett Sutton, the firm's lead attorney, wrote the book Own Your Own Corporation as one of Robert Kiyosaki's Rich Dad Advisors. So take my word and visit sutlaw.com or call 800-700-1430. You can start protecting your assets and saving on taxes today.
Choosing the right franchise is a critical step for anyone looking for an efficient and profitable road to business ownership. Knowing where to begin the process of finding the right franchise can be a daunting task. So if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business but don't know where to start, remember this name, FranChoice. FranChoice provides a free service to prospective franchise owners. The FranChoice consultation process can save you both time and money in your search, provide you with intelligent choices based on your goals and preferences, and best of all, it's free to you. Our franchise experts will gather information about you, including your experience, goals, and desires for franchise ownership, arrange a confidential consultation, and develop a personalized model for use in evaluating franchise opportunities. Visit our website at www.franchoice.com. Find your perfect business match at franchoice.com. That's franchoice.com. FranChoice. Our mission is helping people realize their dreams.
The day is coming that everyone will have their own website for their personal use, organization, or small business. .ws is a new top-level domain name, which will soon be the preferred alternative to .com. .ws stands for website. Reserve a .ws domain name and build your own website using simple point-and-click templates. Your website comes with 10 email addresses and the right to be a global .ws registry, which means you can sell .ws domain names and websites to others. WS has plenty of great domains left. Sound too good to be true? We're happy to prove it with a free 7-day trial. Log on to www.wearews.ws and take us for a test drive. After reserving a domain name and building your own website in minutes, use our free custom email marketing program to let others join the new internet land rush. That's wearews.ws.
John, look here. Charlie's company's in the news again.
Great. How's he get all that publicity?
I don't know, but you better find out his secret.
It's no secret. Countless articles in the media are generated by press releases, and Charlie knows to put his releases on PR Newswire. PR Newswire gives your business or association the greatest chance of getting press coverage by delivering your news electronically to major media like the Associated Press, Reuters, and Bloomberg, and to more than 3,600 websites like Google, MSN, and Yahoo, where millions can see your press release immediately. PR Newswire has teamed up with WS Radio to offer a free PR toolkit with press release writing tips and distribution information. Plus, WS Radio listeners get a free 12-month membership to PR Newswire, valued at $125. Visit freeprtools.com and join PR Newswire today. That's freeprtools.com.
Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
Talk to me.
Welcome back to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jack, the voice of photographers. This segment of the show is brought to you by my ebook, CashForPhotos.com. Go to CashForPhotos.com. And I'm speaking with our own photo editor, Mr. Jim Motke, who's in the process of writing a new book about landscape and nature photography. Now, Jim, you were going to give us a few tips from that book, just kind of a sneak peek. Go ahead.
Sure, absolutely. I thought, Jack, that I would share with you 7 things that I look for when I go out scouting for great landscape or nature photos.
Sounds good. Number one.
Number one. Any subject ideas that I have from researching magazines, postcards, and websites, you know, when I get to a new location, the first thing I do is look at postcards and just get an idea of what other photographers have done in the area, and then I start asking about it. And this helps me build up a list of what I'm shooting or what I could shoot. And what I'm looking for there is what's going to be the star of my photo, what's going to be the main attraction. So, of course, that's going to be the first thing that I'm looking for. If I'm, like this past weekend, I went to Arizona and went to these things called the Antelope Canyons, Upper and Lower Antelope Canyons, and they were the star. Okay, then once I get there and I'm looking for that subject, the second thing that I keep in mind is what kind of light do I want to express that idea or that subject in the best way. So, for example, with these Arizona slot canyons, I really needed bright, strong light to come down into the canyons and bounce off the red walls and really make it glow. Unfortunately, when I got there, it clouded up and actually started snowing. So, you know, I had to change things. But, you know, just like we mentioned earlier in the segment with Mike, that light is just, I mean, it can't be said enough. It's so amazing. The third thing that I look for is a supporting cast. And, you know, you have the star of the photo, and then I'm going to look for things that will add meaning and depth to that star. And these are elements that will bring out an additional dimension to the subject. Fourth thing, which is kind of related, is I always keep an eye out for foreground elements. If I'm looking at a scenic vista, I don't want to just shoot the vista with everything off at infinity. I look for something that would give the viewer a point of visual rest in the beginning of the photo, like, say, an interesting rock or an interesting bush or tree or maybe a cactus, and then that becomes my foreground element. Fifth, the color red. If you can find the color red in landscape and nature, I highly recommend you shoot it, because it's a pretty rare thing, and it just really jumps off the page. It's something I always keep an eye out for. And sixth, you want to look for the edges of things. Galen Raoul had a great teaching that wonderful, interesting subjects are often found at, like, the edge of a storm where the light is just magical, or the edge of land and sea on the coast. So that's something that I found to be very true. If you can, you know, instead of being right in the storm or right out of it, when you're at the edge, that's where the magic happens. And then the seventh and final thing that I recommend looking for are geometric elements. Just like at Photo Mall, we have some photos of flowers from our last week, and there's some flowers of some lupin. And if people go to Photo Mall and look at those images...
Yeah, under Jim at betterphoto.com, your name is on the front page there, but it's also in the... Hall of Fame gallery in your January photos.
Yes, exactly. And there's some photos of flowers there that show a pattern of lines converging. And it's just a visual example of what I look for. You know, whenever you can find a leading line or a pattern or an interesting form or texture, you really want to take advantage of it. Those things are so powerful and almost a deeply symbolic kind of like what would Carl Jung say, you know, the collective unconscious. They strike a chord. And, you know, if you can build your photo geometrically, you can construct it, you're going to have a much more emotional response.
Yeah, I think one of your finest photos that represents the geometrics of photography is the close-up you did of the center of a petal, and there is a small white blossom in the middle, and it's like wagon wheels of leaves going out in all directions.
Thank you very much, Jack. And that's actually a little droplet of water in the middle.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a little raindrop. You know.
When I click on the enlargement, yeah, now I can see that.
Absolutely. Go look for geometric elements. They'll always pay off.
Well, thanks again, Jim. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Jack.
You bet. That's our photo editor, Jim Mottke of betterphoto.com. Make sure you visit his website if you'd like to take some courses. You've been listening to the Shutterbug Magazine radio show, syndicated by Brain Food Media, global food for thought.
If you want to stop eBay shoppers dead in their tracks with attention-getting photos, check out the Deflector from sharppics.com. The Deflector is a portable studio for product photography that resembles a large briefcase. It unfolds into a tabletop background stand with an integrated reflective background that gives you web-quality pictures with your own digital camera. You get an even white background without hassle and without hours of editing. Your items will look like they're floating in air, just like the glossy photos you see in Premier mail-order catalogs. The Deflector is your own personal photo studio designed to work with a flash as the main light source. Eye-catching pictures can skyrocket your sales on eBay. And now, with the Deflector, your products will stand out from the rest. And at a fraction of the cost and none of the headaches of hiring a professional photographer. Here's your secret weapon to outsell the competition. Finally, web-quality photography for the rest of us. Go to sharppics.com. That's sharpics.com.